This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchance.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by William Abbott and Jesse Wright. We're talking about the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust's annual Fields on the Saco event. This is going to be happening in October, but the tickets go on sale this coming Friday, and it's happening at Hardy Farm. For more information anytime, you can go to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org. You can also check out Facebook. They're going to have an event page up for it. So William and Jesse, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Happy to be here.
So in October, on Sunday, at Hardy Farm, there's going to be a farm-to-table dinner. And that's going to also include live music and an auction. Let's start with the dinner. We've got fresh farm products with great chefs.
Absolutely. I'm super excited for this event every year, but this year in particular, just looking at the menu that these chefs have created has been really inspiring. I'm getting excited for fall, kind of harvest season produce and what they've been able to put together. It's phenomenal. Many, many different courses, some past appetizers, some plated, many different chefs from throughout the valley. We've got Jeff from the Thompson House Eatery. We have Nick at Severn's Lodge, Table and Tonic, Vintage Baking Company, White Mountain Cider Company, Libby's and Salt Bistro. It's all just coming together in a really awesome way. I'm excited.
And on top of the dinner, there's also the live music that Slim Pickens.
Yes, absolutely. Eric Koppel is going to join us for the whole night, which is really exciting.
And live and silent auctions. Now, I know it's a little bit away in October, but do we have any items that have been enlisted that might come to mind, or is that going to be a secret?
Well, they're a secret for now, but what we try to do is create packages that really are tied to our sense of place. This fundraiser for the Land Trust is all about land conservation and agriculture and the opportunities that land conservation can provide for agriculture in our region. And to that end, we try to have our auction items celebrate our region as well and our agricultural soils.
And on top of the dinner, the music, the auction, there's going to be a cocktail hour, which will be nice.
Yes, absolutely. Signature cocktails. The Oxford House is going to be joining us to do that for us, which is awesome.
And I want to make sure that we get time in to thank the sponsors for this event.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, the Land Trust is putting on this event to celebrate our region's agricultural soils and the land conservation work we do, but it really is a fundraiser, and it couldn't be possible without our sponsors. We're really, really thankful for Cormac Construction, the Hardy Farm, White Mountain Puzzles, Lucy Hardware, and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. They have been backing us all year, and we're excited about it.
So it's the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust. They're doing their Fields on the Saco event in October on Sunday, October 20th at Hardy Farm. Tickets will be going on sale this coming Friday. That will include a cocktail hour, farm-to-table dinner, live music, an auction, live and silent auctions going on. You can find more information anytime by going to usvlt.org. That's usvlt.org. You'll also be able to pick up those tickets online at that website. You can also check out the event on Facebook. William, I want to bring you in on this, talking about the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust. This is a major fundraiser for the Land Trust, and you've had a major year in general acquiring new plots of land and being generally busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I jump into that, I will say that there's a couple of spots left for additional sponsors. So if anybody is listening to this that would like to sponsor, there's all sorts of advertising that goes along with the sponsorships, in addition to just helping to support a really great cause. So yeah, the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust, we just finished our 70th project, that's 70, and we've now helped conserve over 12,000 acres in our 11-town service area. We work both in Maine and New Hampshire. The last project was a donation from John Schiavi. It's a great patch of land at the bottom of the Redstone Quarry, and it's already chock-a-block full of trails. It's a really great public resource, and it really just made sense that it end up in conservation. We're also working on several active farm conservation projects with private farm landowners, and we're also working with the World Fellowship Center right now on conservation of 400 acres of their property down in Albany, which is tremendous. That property is chock-a-block full of natural resources and rare habitats and rare plants. So lots of great things going on. And then, of course, last year we closed on the Pine Hill Community Forest, which is a big tract of land surrounding Kennett High School. So that's a smattering of the recent projects that we've had the great fortune of being able to be part of.
And that's just the recent projects, but Upper Saco Valley Land Trust has been around for a while, and basically the general mission is to keep the nature in this area, because that's a huge part of the area, and making sure that the land has proper management, so it's not going to be falling by the wayside either.
Yeah, absolutely. So next year will be our 20th birthday, so we're still adolescent. We're not having very many growing pains. We're actually doing a really great job of growing into a really well-trusted organization that I think has the reputation in the community. And this event is also a big part of that. You know, we were looking for an event that really celebrates what we do and can be an event that people talk about and that is really memorable for them. If you've heard of Fields on the Saco and you didn't know it was connected to the Land Trust, that's absolutely appropriate, because the event is actually older than the Land Trust and has helped support a lot of different organizations throughout the Valley. And it's been helping to support our organization now for 3 years. And it's really lovely. It dovetails really well with what we do.
It's the Upper Saco Valley Land Trust Fields on the Saco event. Tickets go on sale Friday. The event itself will be Sunday, October 20th at Hardy Farm. They're going to have a cocktail hour, farm-to-table dinner, music and live music, and live and silent auctions going on. Sponsorships are still available, so if you want to pick up a sponsorship, you should reach out to them. USVLT.org, that's USVLT.org. You can also check out the event on Facebook. William, Jesse, any final thoughts before we go?
I would just say this event sold out in 3 days last year. And
wow.
So if you're interested in being part of this, the tastiest fundraiser in the Valley, I would head to usvlt.org on Friday and scoop up your tickets. Individual tickets or tables of 8 and 10 are all available, but they won't be for long.
So that's this Friday that the tickets go on sale. The event itself will be Sunday, October 20th at Hardy Farm. USVLT.org for more information. You can also check out the event on Facebook. William, Jesse, thank you both for joining me.
Great.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.